This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Denver's Federal Center is seeing the return of federal employees, and nearby businesses hope to see a boost. West Trail Tap and Grill is a sports bar. Their manager, Nate Gravina, says the government reopening is a good first step. He says lunch business was down 20% during the shutdown. He calls it a significant dip.
Yeah, it was a little bigger of a difference than we really anticipated or expected.
The nearby office complex is home to 28 different federal agencies and is the largest single grouping of U.S. government buildings outside of Washington, D.C. CU Boulder's athletic director Rick George plans to step down at the end of the academic year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
George said he wanted to stay on through the end of the spring term to help smooth the transition to a new athletic director and to support football coach Deion Sanders through the end of the season. George's tenure will be largely defined by Coach Prime, who George signed to a massive contract and extension. The university calls it, quote, one of the boldest hires in college football history, unquote. But it's had mixed results on the field. George has held the job since 2013. The university said that he'll continue to serve as special advisor to the chancellor and director of athletics emeritus. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Denver needs to approve public money that's been promised for a new soccer stadium. For now, that vote is delayed. City Council must sign off on $50 million for Denver's women's pro soccer team. That would help buy the land for the stadium and other infrastructure. But this week, council members said key details are missing from the city's proposal. In the meantime, Summit FC plays its first game at Empower Field at Mile High in March. This is CPR News and KRCC.